Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of March, 2007. It was on this day in 1891, Henrik Ibsen's play Ghosts opened on the London stage, a controversial play with passages about incest and sexually transmitted diseases, and without the sort of happy ending that theater audiences still liked. The play had been banned in St. Petersburg when it premiered in London. In Act Two of Ghosts, Henrik Ibsen wrote, "I almost think we're all of us ghosts. It's not only what we have invited from our father and mother that walks in us. It's all sorts of dead ideas and lifeless old beliefs and so forth. They have no vitality, but they cling to us all the same, and we can't get rid of them. Whenever I take up a newspaper, I seem to see ghosts gliding between the lines. There must be ghosts all the country over, as thick as the sand of the sea, and then we are, one and all, so pitifully afraid of the light." It's the birthday of Janet Flanner, born in Indianapolis, 1892. Went to the University of Chicago, got kicked out there as a rebellious influence. Moved to New York City, where she became a friend of Jane Grant, whose husband Harold Ross was just starting up a new magazine called The New Yorker. Flanner went off and settled in Paris, and by the time The New Yorker was getting started in 1925, Harold Ross invited her to contribute a letter from Paris to the magazine every 2 weeks, and she wrote the letter from Paris from October 1925 until the end of September 1975. She had thought of this column as a way of making some money while she was writing novels, but she finally realized that the letter from Paris was going to be her life work. And the best of the letters collected in two volumes, Paris Journal, came out in 1965 and 1971. It's the birthday of L. Ron Hubbard, born Lafayette Ronald Hubbard in Tilden, Nebraska, 1911. He was a writer of science fiction when, in 1950, he published a book called Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health, describing his theory that all psychological problems are caused by painful memories, and people need to go through a therapeutic process called auditing to rid them of their negative associations. He claimed that this process could eliminate emotional problems and cure disease and increase intelligence. Though many psychiatrists and medical professionals spoke out against the book as pseudoscience, it became a bestseller, and Hubbard went on to found the Church of Scientology. And it's the birthday of Sir Hugh Walpole, born in Auckland, New Zealand, 1884, one of the most prolific writers of his time, but because of his own hatred of revision, seldom read today. One of the most prolific writers of his time wrote a book a year, but wrote in his diary, "My hatred of revision and my twist towards abnormality spoil much of my work." Here's a poem for today by David Curdian, entitled Thompsondale. We will never leave the picnic at Thompsondale, our mothers ever beautiful in their summer dresses, our fathers with straw hats and colored suspenders. A blanket spread upon the meadow, cane poles strung with bobbers dancing over the slow-moving stream. The grape leaves gathered in the basket will never be taken home. The sandwiches will be eaten again and again, and clouds will gather and part. The sun will rise and recede. Night will come, and then tomorrow, again and again. A poem titled Thompsondale by David Curdian from his collection Nearer the Heart, published by Tateron Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.